those minimum feature sizes not a problem from a fabrication standpoint.
Okay.
It still can be a problem from an operating standpoint.
Right. Okay.
And it can get you into anomalies where, for example, supposing that it's not a problem, you still have to build structures which work at high speeds.
Mm-hmm.
And the conductors have to bring the current to them and take it away. And this means that you have to build conductors that are many times higher than they are wide or thick.
Mm-hmm.
And are many times closer than they are high. So now you have a conductor-to-conductor capacitance that is going to be a dominant feature. There are nightmares involved in this.
Well, slow down your times.
Yes. And you say, well, then let's not make them as high. That's fine, except then you can't put as much current in because you can't get it over there and back and so forth. You're just, there are real limitations there.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to something that does the same job that the electron devices do in silicon and related materials, whatever materials, there is a prodigious problem, and that is, what is the energy form? How do you get it to the spot where it interacts? And how do you get it away? The I hear words about the quantum devices and the one electron transistor. And I don't hear the story of how these are going to work at a system level. And by a system level, I mean a chip level. A chip system level at high speeds. And I see if there is a completely different fabrication technology proposed, I see a real issue of how do you get that fabrication technology up and running and debugged in the face. Where is the niche application which allows you to get started in that, to drive it sufficiently far through? It's very nasty. It's because, well, I was saying that what is it? Talk about this. Well, pioneers do solve the easy problems. And you can example this, I do, by saying Columbus discovered new continents. Beautiful. Shakespeare wrote fantastic plays. But remember, English was brand new. And the same thing, Goethe's plays were written when German was coming together as a language.
Mm-hmm.
And it's similar. Those of us who in any sense contributed in the early days of the transistors solved easy problems. But with every solution, there comes a space of extinction of alternate solutions. The great symphonies, each of them occupies a space in the incredibly complex, multidimensional space of music that excludes something that's closely similar. In fact, it has to be quite radically different, unmistakably different. And so now, where is this alternative going to get started. How will the incredibly fine technology be proven in from a manufacturing standpoint? What functions will it perform that are so important that somebody is willing to pay the enormous bills that are required? In short, the problem for tomorrow's engineer is, well, your fathers did that. What are you going to do for an encore?
That makes sense.
That is the nasty one. And I'm very conscious, Dave, of the S-curve, and this is what we're talking about.